I am Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello, today I'm at Whitmer High School with a couple new guests on the podcast. I do have KP.
Hello.
Who's been on many times with me and helps co-host. And I have the Whitmer High School principal with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jerry Bell.
Jerry Bell, what have you, tell us a little bit about yourself other than just that you're the Whitmer High School principal.
He's like, what else is there to say?
Right, exactly. This is my 28th year in education and 25 years in Washington Local. Born and raised, so love what I do. And every day is a new day.
And you graduated from Whitmer High School.
I did graduate.
We won't make you say the year.
Yeah, 1991.
Okay. And then I also have a Whitmer High School student here with me, Cooper Bringman. Cooper, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Cooper Bringman.
Talk to me a little bit about your time in Washington Local. Have you been here your whole...
What year are you?
Yes.
I'm a senior.
Okay. And have you been here since kindergarten?
I've been here since kindergarten.
Shout out, what elementary did you go to?
I went to Hiawatha Elementary.
Okay. Whoop, whoop. Little shout out there for the Timberwolves.
And were you a Jefferson or Washington kid?
I was a Washington kid.
Washington. Okay, sweet.
So this is December, and we're talking a little bit about giving and giving back. So that's kind of why we our focus of our podcast today. And I'm going to start with Cooper. Cooper, you do something very unique. It sounds like you've been doing for a long time. So could you tell us a little bit about, I'm looking at your flyer and it says it's that time of year. So can you talk about that time of year?
So I do this fundraiser every year around like, it starts in October. That's when we have our plan for like, for this year, it's like the sublimation ornaments. We start that usually in October. We start making them in November and start like selling them. That's where we start driving the sales. Been doing this for 11 years, so it's always great doing this.
You know? Are they different every year, the ornaments?
Yeah.
So how do you pick?
It's just random.
Really?
Like we see a inspiration, and if my mom likes it, we go with that.
So you and your mom started this 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you sell ornaments. Talk to me about what you do with the funds that you raise from selling these ornaments.
So with the funds I raise, I pick I wouldn't say a charity, but I pick a place where, say, kids need presents because they're not as, like, wealthy and they can't, like, afford, like, their parents can't afford them presents. I basically buy them their presents and I give them to them based off the funds that I raise from these ornaments.
What a feel-good activity. Where did that idea come from? You were, what, 7?
Yeah.
So did it start as like a school project or was it just always something you just...
No, it was just always something we decided to do.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I looked that you've donated or helped Lucas County Children's Services, Family House, Rebecca's House, just all kinds of organizations and just community people. Like you said, you're just giving back. How much have you, tell me about like last year. Do you remember approximately how much you raised by selling ornaments?
Or any year?
Any year.
Like what's a ballpark? Or do you not even keep track because you just go buy items?
I don't really keep track. I know my mom, I think, does. Mm-hmm. I kind of keep track on like items type. Good. So I think.
It's all right if you don't know.
If I were to guess.
Yeah. Are we talking hundreds of dollars?
Higher, I think.
Wow. Well, good for you.
I think it's like,
I don't want to say.
Really know.
I think we need to give a shout out to Cooper's mom because she's definitely part of this amazing project. So you sell the ornaments. They're on sale now.
Yeah.
If somebody was listening to this and is interested in finding out more about your ornaments, how would they connect or how would they find out?
So one way you can connect is by following my mom on Facebook. That's where she puts her main thing.
And what's her name?
Julie Sayer Bringman on Facebook.
Julie Sayer Bringman.
S-E-Y-E-R. Julie Sayer Bringman.
All right, we'll find her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where all her like main like, that's where all her, where she puts out all of her stuff. That's really the main place you're gonna find her.
And then I see there's also a donation. So if somebody wanted to make a cash donation to your cause, where would they do that?
They can Venmo her at Julie Bringman 1 or Cash App on $ Julie Bringman.
Okay. And it's Julie-Bringman-1 on Venmo. How do you pick who's the recipient of your kindness? All those great organizations, do you choose different ones every year or do you do a combination every year?
So we try to choose a different one every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
COVID year, nobody was really taking anything. So instead of donating to people, we donated to dogs at a local...
kind of love that.
Yeah.
Shelter.
That's awesome.
Do you have a target this year, like a place that you're going, or have you guys not decided who will be the recipients yet?
I don't think we have decided yet.
Okay.
So when the orders come in for the ornaments, do you actually help make them?
Yeah.
I asked you this a little before. Talk to me about the process of making the ornaments. Because they're not, I guess I just, they're from the photos. I don't have one yet. but talk to me. They look very nice and pretty professional. So talk to me about that whole process of making ornaments.
What's sublimation?
Yes.
So it's like taking like a graphic design and heat pressing it onto an ornament so it stays like almost permanently.
Wow. So a picture, mm-hmm. a photo?
Yeah.
So if I wanted a panther paw, I could send that to you and I would get that. If I wanted a picture of my dog on an ornament, I could send that to you and you can make that. So
that is really cool. How about font or text? If I have a picture of my dog and I want to put my dog's name under it, is that possible or do I have to put that on the picture when I send it?
Yeah, that's possible.
All right.
Sounds like about anything is possible.
I know. That's exciting. That's great.
It's an amazing opportunity for you to learn to give back to others, and just your kindness, I'm certain, is appreciated by everybody who gets to receive that. So thank you for doing that. Yeah. I will be looking for some ornaments and ordering soon. Mr. Bell, we have some other things going on at Whitmer High School. Could you talk to us about what's happening here?
Yeah, one of the things that I'm finding out that we've done for quite a while is Herb's Heroes. So during one of our basketball games, people are going to be bringing teddy bears in and tossing them on the court. But we're also doing a toy drive for Herb's Heroes December 2nd through the 6th. And we're taking new unwrapped toys. Any type of donations we'll take as well. But in correlation with that, we're also doing McKenna's Wishes, which is her 10th annual toy drive. She was a longtime teacher and coach in the area. And she's been doing a toy drive for the Russell and Bede Children's Hospital. And so both of them, one will affect Herb's Heroes will affect our students and probably directly go back to some of our students in need. And then the other one will go to the ProMedica Russell and Bede Hospital. So both of them are running in conjunction with each other, and we're going to take donations, unwrap new gifts outside in our senior lobby. Students are going to be getting an email sent to them for that, and then we've already started broadcasting that on our morning announcements as well and WTMR.
What time, if someone wants to drop off and make a donation, what time is the vestibule open for them?
Usually the vestibule is open until 4 o'clock every day, and so we have somebody here till 4 to make those donations.
And students are helping when they get the donations in and helping get those out to the community.
You got it.
Keeping everything in our community.
Yep, we're going to, most everything, like the Herb's Heroes will stay definitely in our community for Washington Local. And then the other one for McKenna's stays in our community, but it's going to the Children's Hospital, which, we have over the years, we've had several students who, have had illnesses and cancer and so forth that have benefited from, from McKenna's donation and her toy drive. So I feel like both of these are super important for our community.
Are there two separate bins?
There'll be, what we're going to do is we're going to put in one bin and then we're going to end up splitting them equally.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And doing it. And I think, I do think Silver Creek will be running as we ran McKenna's Wishes last year at Silver Creek. So I do think that Silver Creek may be running McKenna's as well along with us.
I love that our kids and staff give back. We're so good at that in our district that, I know there's things going on in all the buildings, but I just love the give back opportunities. And
absolutely.
It really teaches that kindness at a young age. So thank you for kind of spearheading that here.
Thank you.
Anything else you wanted to ask? Any shout outs? So we have these two great fundraisers coming up that kind of support kids and people in our community. One of the things I do ask all the guests while they're on the podcast is talking about a favorite moment or memory since you've been in Washington Local. And Cooper, we'll start with you. You've been in Washington Local your whole career. So do you have anything that stands out to you as a special moment?
I think my special moment is just my whole football career here. It was something special. It really was.
And this is your senior year. You just finished your season. What are your plans after you graduate here?
I'm planning to go to college, studying exercise science.
Okay. Nice. Do you know where yet?
I do not.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's good. It's early.
Yes.
And did you play football all 4 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Well, thank you. I mean, that teaches you the work ethic that you have. I think that, showing up every day and giving your all, and again, you give it on the football field, but you're also doing it in the community. So very good traits. Mr. Bell, you've been here a long time.
So many memories.
So many memories. So many memories. Give us one or two.
I actually have two, and they're all kind of, both of them are related to the football aspect. So when I was the head football coach in 2012, us going to the state title game and having a remarkable season, just watching our community line Whitmer Drive and seeing our team off that day is something that I will never, ever forget. Just the amount of support, and then turning around and looking in the stands afterwards, even though we came up short, just looking around in the stands and seeing how well our community traveled to support our kids and our program and our school was something very special. And it was something that I didn't realize until years later, you know, so because when you're in that moment, you're not happy that you had just lost the state title game and so forth. But as you reflect back, that's just a time period that just will always resonate with me. Just the amount of pride that was shown in our district. We still show it today, but that was just at a huge level with so many people coming back from
and
that.
You still have a pretty good rapport with a lot of the they're adults at this point that were on that team.
I do.
You made memories, but you also made long-lasting friendships.
Correct. You know, and that's the thing is you know, that it went from, you know, being the coach and mentor to creating friendships that have, you know, still there today. And I still talk to most of them today. And even throughout my career, most of those players, we used to have Thursday nights at my house and just having those relationships with our kids, is just something special. My second one is, still related to football, but it's into that community aspect is Victory Day. That's something that was near and dear to my heart. We don't do it anymore. But that was something that was one of my passions, is to give back to our community, and that was for, you know, special needs students who were able to play the game of football at a certain level. But having it was more important was our players became mentors, and you want to talk about long lasting relationships. Those relationships that were built between our players and our students that are, you know, in less fortunate or in student, you know, having certain disabilities, those relationships have still lasted, you know, 10, 12 years later. They're still there.
Every time I ask this question, you mentioned, you know, football, and you've mentioned football, but it's not the game football. It's the relationships Correct. That you've built and that experience that you had. And I think it just always seems to go back to whatever the memory or moment is for when I ask this, it really goes back to a relationship or relationships that were built during that time. So I appreciate 100%. Hearing both of your stories. Yeah. So
thank you
for the work you do. And I'm hoping for a successful toy drive and looking forward to purchasing some ornaments, and hopefully you get some sales from this podcast. So thank you both.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you will get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!